Episode 2, Out of the Sack, Conscripted. Our three Jedi dropouts have been not so voluntarily recruited into the service of the shadowy Security and Intelligence Council, thrusting our unlikely crew into a deadly mission. Eliminate, non-lethally, the dangerous officer Tiber Solvar before he further destabilizes the sector and the Republic. Complicating matters, the mission has been deemed non-official cover, meaning in the event they are caught, arrested, or featured on Galaxy's Most Wanted, the Council will act very surprised and say, "Who? Never heard of him." So, with only a single Space Casey's trip worth of resources and no way off-world, the crew is on their own in acquiring transport to the infamous Dead Meridian, where their mysterious handler, Commander Gorvek, awaits to escort them across the battlefront. The team's daring plan to secure a vehicle asks their supervisor, Kale Vorax. I'm sure they will have no need for persuasion, deception, or outright theft.
Is that you, Matt?
That's me.
Okay.
Kale.
All right. So, with that, let's see. Where would you guys left off? You would have been going to...
We're going to the zoo.
You're going to the zoo. Okay. We can perhaps take the opportunity to introduce Matt's character. Do you want to take it away? Or should we do it in... Maybe we should just do it in... give a little intro.
Yeah. So, I'm Kale Vorax. Beast Tamer, everything from Banthas to Tom. Primarily operated out of... didn't really like that line of work. Trying to find something a little bit more suitable here at the... you know, I got a okay workforce with Taz here, but, you know, hoping that we can get the work we need done here at the Jedi Academy.
I do pretty good work.
Yeah, sure.
So,
ouch.
So, all right. How do you guys, you guys were at the space dive bar, and you guys came to the conclusion that you were going to borrow the work van?
I think the plan was to ask for it, but I don't really know. I don't think we really ironed out any details.
So maybe I should take us back to the... No, I think we should enter. It should be as you guys get to... I guess we're calling it the zoo, although last time we called it the zoo, Taz corrected us.
It is not a zoo. I forgot the words I used, but... It's a stable.
Okay.
I want
to. So you guys are coming up to the service entrance to the Jedi paddock, and it's kind of in the back. It's a little bit dark, and Taz, yeah. You led them right here to the service entrance.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna put a hand sensor on the wall or anything. But I'm just gonna. Like it's
one of those. Remember in Jabba's palace where the little eyeball pops out, and it looks at you and makes a bunch of beeps.
Yeah, I need to get in there. You know me.
It's asking you why.
To check on, aka my job.
At. This time of night, it's beeps at you.
One animal was very sickly looking.
Is that a lie?
I'm sure one of the... Yes.
There's a lot of animals. One of them's got to be sick.
Then let's roll a deception.
With a threat.
Let's see. Oh, succeeded. He lets you in, but he's not very happy about it.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
So he looks at us threateningly.
He looks at you threateningly.
I love the droids when they're mad. They're just like, rah, 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 rah,
rah, rah, rah, I pat him the ball and I walk in.
Which he really doesn't like. So yeah, the big service door opens, and you guys walk in, and you guys see just like this image. You guys are now in the stables, the Jedi stables.
I don't want to be rude, but I was just gonna say it smells in here.
Yeah, you get used to
it. Taz, you're not scheduled right now, and who are these people with you?
They are. Of mine that I lost a bar bet and I have to show them the animals. And I'm not even gonna lie.
You know we don't do tours here, right?
Well, I thought maybe just this because they seem pretty cool too.
I really want to see the Tauntauns.
He seemed like an asshole, but I lost a bet.
What'd you say?
Well, we. We got Tauntauns, and Taz, you had a good week of work, so I'll let you in, don't cause a ruckus, all right?
Okay, I appreciate that. On a side note, can I borrow the van?
The van or what?
I got
an animal?
You
didn't have anything scheduled. Any pickup schedule that we would need a van for?
No, it was kind of last minute. The paperwork might be coming through soon. I don't know.
Okay. So two problems here. One,
I don't see any, but okay.
One, we need a part for the van. That one's on me. Which comes to the second problem is you're going to need to take me with to find the part.
I have to?
Well, let's just say I got money from the council to fix up this van, and the lady that I gave it to, she never gave me the part back.
Are Clyde and I hearing this?
Oh yeah, you're here.
Oh okay, cool. At this, I think Talia kind of or Uli picks up. I don't even remember my own character's name. Uli. She kind of perks up. She's like, "Were you? She gypped you?
You could say that, yeah."
Oh man, that's not right. Sidebar, Clyde. How quickly do you think you could get a set of wheels?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I could get it any quickly at all.
All right.
If you remember at the bar, he suggested that there is a books on wheels van at the library. You can choose to disclose that or not.
Oh no, that thing is. I wouldn't trust that thing.
I love that it has books on, like, books on wheels on the side.
It also doesn't have wheels.
Yeah, actually has no wheels. The books are the wheels.
All right, cool. Can we see the Tauntaun first?
Yeah, I want to see a Tauntaun.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we can go check out the Tauntauns. I guess this isn't really that important of a mission for you guys, huh?
No, not at all.
All right.
I mean, I think it's kind of important. Tauntauns they're pretty smelly.
I just want to see one.
Okay. You just saw it. It's space case.
They have them for sale.
All right, fine. We don't have to go see a space Tauntaun.
But you do see.
They're just Tauntauns.
You do see. Boo, can you roll a perception check for me, please?
Only because you asked me.
Demanded.
If anybody else asked me, I wouldn't do it.
Well, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
All right. You guys do. So you do see over everyone's head as they're talking to you, saying, "Do you really want to see the Tauntaun?" You do see a very majestic Tauntaun in the last stable, in the back.
Oh, look at that majestic one! It's got a mane.
Wait, hold on. I gotta look up what a tauntaun is because now I'm
confused. That's Sophie.
I can remind you what they. Llama. I can remind you, what they. I can remind you what they sound like.
No.
Impeccable. Impeccable.
And they smell better on the inside than on the outside.
Oh, that's a joke. No. All right.
Well, they smell better on the outside.
Hope I'm right. Don't anyone fact check me on that.
They smell better on the outside.
So what's happened with this tauntaun? You guys going to see the tauntaun? No. You dropping the tauntaun?
So, Kyle, who stole this money from you?
Oh, yeah.
So,
sorry.
Caller, girlfriend. She might not say that, but, you know.
Ooh.
We definitely.
Girl problems.
We had our fun. Let's just say that. So. So here's the thing. I really can't show my face around there. I'm hoping you guys can help me out, and then I'll help you out. How does that sound?
So we need... What kind of part do we need? We were just at Space Casey's.
So... So it's a part... Well, so the van is missing...
its wheels?
Yes, but it's supposed to not have wheels. It's basically out of commission. It does need a new part, and it seems that Kale, is that your name? How do you pronounce it?
Kale.
He was given money from work to go procure this part, and he chose this girl that he had been dating as the broker for this part. It's a specific part for the van. This girl had some kind of contacts to get the part, and she has since disappeared with the part nowhere to be found.
Oh, so this isn't a part we can just buy?
Well, you did already buy it. Well, one of you bought it once already. But yeah, you would have to go through a broker to find the part.
It sounds like it might just be easier to find this broad.
I mean, you could try to find it somewhere else. I don't know how much money you have.
I mean, I
don't
did
know
not buy starts. A ton.
I don't think I have any money.
I know you don't have any money because you spent it all on...
A force pike. You'll pick me later, maybe?
How much money do we need?
Well, you'd have to find it somewhere first. You'd have to go to a place that sells perhaps a junkyard or something like that.
To a junkyard.
Does anyone know where a junkyard is?
Where's Space 411? Last Space Google.
I think we should just find this broad.
Yeah, find the broad. That sounds like fun. What's her name? This girl.
Her name. Do you have what is her name? I mean, I have a name. If you need a name,
Casey's.
No. What?
Not
even of the Space Casey franchise.
Yeah, yeah. That's her.
Oh, why would she steal your
Star
money?
Wars. It's Star Wars, so it's spelled like K, C, like Y or something like that, you know? No vowels.
All right, Tony, you can go with your name, sorry.
Casey. Like Kansas City?
Yeah.
Where? Oh, her name is Rixa. Yeah, and you do know where she, hangs out. It's somewhere between a flop house and like a clubhouse. Although you have not seen her in a couple of weeks.
All right, then we should probably go to said flop house.
Flop house? Clyde, you in for flop house?
I'm in there for a flop house.
All right, I'll be behind you guys.
Bridget, what are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't mean what to do anything.
This is what I get for making you assistant GM.
I didn't do anything, and I didn't know I was assistant GM. Someone stop me. I'm measuring in feet.
I'm measuring in feet. On the left-hand side, there should be some tools. Just click the one that looks like a person, and it should cancel you out of that.
I think it did.
The measurement. I'm measuring in feet.
Stop it.
She works for a Swedish country.
Not even so space they do metric. Feet.
Space.
We all... Space feet.
Alright, well, Kale, I assume you know where this flop house is.
Out of character, Kyle, are you a robot?
I am not, no.
Okay,
behind
you
this
just have
mask
a cool mask.
Is a human.
Okay. Just
good question, though.
Maybe in character, I guess I have that.
The very rude thing to ask someone.
And relatedly, does Taz know that you're not a robot?
good thing that was out of character.
Taz should know.
Okay. Yes. I didn't know if it was like a, you know, an obvious thing. All right, cool. Yeah, I mean, look, this is actually my day job, if you believe it or not, is tracking down people and, you know, especially people who maybe have done you wrong. So this actually sounds right up my alley. I'm totally cool to go to Flophouse.
Flophouse would seem right up your alley?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's my day job, my man.
All right, you guys, knowing that it's a Flophouse... you guys hit the streets of Coruscant to track it down. Uli, I know that this is within your wheelhouse. I guess you'll need tips on where to go, like maybe what crew she was running with.
Yeah. So I imagine we know roughly what area this flop house was in. Right? Or do we not know at all?
Yes. Kale, you know that that Rixa, you met her in, you know, like maybe not the best circumstances. It was maybe late night at a bar, and you guys started dating for a little bit of time. And you know she runs around with a crew called Varn. So you know what kind of neighborhood where the Varn hang out, which is where you basically, you know, would drop her off if she needed a ride, and stuff like that. So you can take us to that neighborhood.
Okay, is that something that we can walk to?
You walked down to Lower Coruscant. And yes, you could walk there. It's because you don't have a van.
Okay.
We're taking public transport.
Yes, there are tubes everywhere.
Or like Futurama.
Yes.
Yeah, or buses. Tube it up. We're going to.
Or buses like Rio Rama.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so let's take the bus to this. Coruscant. Space
bus.
Space
Greyhound.
Okay. You guys get on the bus. It takes you a little bit of time. I think actually, Kale, roll for me what would this be?
Streetwise?
Skill list. No, not for the bus. More like a social thing.
I think we all know how to use the bus.
You guys either leadership or negotiation.
Underworld.
I guess
Taz has never taken a bus before.
Perception? Why? Because you live at why? Someone should probably ask you in character. But yeah, roll, I guess we could roll streetwise.
Okay, so while we're waiting for the space bus to roll up at the bus stop, she's like, "What, you've never taken a bus before?"
No.
Oh, right, I mean, successful. It's really useful. They got these like apps on my space phone where it just tells you when the bus is going to show up, and you buy the tickets there, and then you hop on, hop off. It's convenient.
Oh, that does seem very convenient. I don't have any credits.
I'll get you this time.
Thank you.
For some reason, you rolled under Clyde, Matt. So I guess you have to have your own character highlighted when you rolled.
No, he didn't.
It's just Kale.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at the wrong one. Okay. But you did succeed. You're still kind of suspicious about why he needs the van. He's not... Taz isn't really... I mean, he's not... yeah, it would just be strange why he would need the van. And you continue to be suspicious about his true intentions.
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be. I've never lied to you before.
So I lean over maybe to Clyde and I say, "Hey, what's the real deal? What's going on here?"
"We're getting on a bus."
All right, so then I lean over to Uli and I say, "Hey, what's the real deal? What's going on here?"
You know, Taz, I don't know if you've noticed, but I think Taz is a little slow. So, you know, I got to show him how to use the bus.
Episode 2.
Oh, you're talking about the things have developed.
Yeah, I'm talking about this animal that you need to pick up.
Yeah, it's weird. He said to the I'm assuming I'm going to roll a deception. So this is my successful attempt at deception. He said something about picking up like this shelter thing. You know how they do like shelter swaps? And he said he was going to go pick up some like poor abandoned, I don't know, space dog or space animal. I don't really get it, but you know, he's a good friend. A space marmot. And, you know, he's a good friend of ours, and we thought we'd help him out. That's why we wanted to see the animals, you know? We wanted to see what he does. We're taking interest in Taz.
All right. Did you roll the deception?
No. This was my attempt.
Okay.
Deception.
Okay. At least for the time being, that passes muster. Okay. I guess you guys will get to the... This is not the right one. You guys ride the bus, and you show up at...
In real life, I don't get to ride a bus.
Whole time, Taz is just pressing the button to be for the next stop because he likes to hear the ding.
It's going to take us really long if you keep hitting that button, and we have to stop at every single stop.
He kept ringing the button.
We lack vision.
You guys aren't in here yet.
But it's just such a pretty sound.
It is, but Clyde, can you take this one?
Stop ringing the bell.
100 years later, you guys show up in the bad part of town. This is basically the stop, the intersection where Kale, you would drop off. I already forgot her name.
Rixa.
You dropped off. Rixa, at the corner, you can see basically slums in front of you, and to the left, a building that is covered in spray paint and seems to be where all of like the Varn criminals are hanging out.
So I'm probably going to be looking at the entrance, looking at maybe is there another way into the building? Is the main opening easily accessible?
All right, let me pull you guys into the scene. There is... Can you guys see it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are at the corner up in this direction here. Is the side of the building. There doesn't seem to be any access here. There is over, you guys can see down. Yeah. You can see down the alley here. There's a guard standing by. This looks like the main entrance. In order to see if there is another way in, someone should successfully roll a perception or something.
Well, Andy, you're closest. Roll.
All right. Oh, I thought I upgraded my perception. Well, that didn't go good.
You perceive nothing.
Check failed.
And I'm threatened.
I'm kind of scared, man.
Peeking around the corner.
Yeah, and so it's a Rodian sitting there, and he's not alarmed, but he does scare you because he makes immediate eye contact with you, and then you jump back around the corner.
He saw me.
Who saw you?
Yeah.
The guard.
You guys are hanging out. I would imagine you guys are still hanging around in the corner.
Yeah, not very suspicious.
Yeah, very, very, very not suspiciously. All right, I gotta go turn the oven off. Give me a second.
Is that code? Does he have to pee?
I think so.
I think he's got to poop.
He's got a bun in the oven.
It's his euphemism for poop.
I'm gonna go use the bathroom too.
Oh, okay. Fine.
He's got a bun in the oven.
Gross.
Oh, it was gross when you said it.
Did he end up poop? I don't know why. The door right behind him is a bathroom. I don't know why he went not there.
All right. All right. Did you guys figure it out yet?
No, we were talking.
No, Brandon has a bun. Brandon's got a bun in the oven.
We were talking about how you had a bun in the oven.
Well, like I'm pregnant?
No, like you're pooping.
Oh, okay. Does anybody else want to roll perception?
I'll give it a shot here.
I swear I upgraded my perception.
Are you sure you weren't thinking about the other game?
No. Yeah, I thought you made yourself stupid in this one, didn't you? You sacrificed one of your smart points.
Yeah, I did.
For a physical puff.
That doesn't mean I won't be able to see, but my vigilance is pretty high for some reason.
Constant vigilance.
All right, I guess we should wait for Bo.
I can hear the goings on. I think he's coming back.
What, the goings on?
I can't. All of our utilities are like literally like two. I don't know. I can't measure distance.
Yeah, but you don't have to listen.
I can't. Though I can hear the water running.
The sink.
I think he's washing his hands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure if you were talking about the other water running.
The poop.
Poop.
No. Stop bringing up poop.
The bun.
Sorry, my oven was off. I had to go turn it on. Pilot lights.
I don't know what that means.
I rolled a perception check and I passed. That's all that happened.
Okay. There are how many threats? One threat. Okay.
One threat, two successes.
You do see a window you could probably get to. but you would have to go somewhat close to this Rodian, meaning you'd have to make a stealth check to get up into the window. You need a stealth check to get to it and an athletics check to get through it.
How good are you guys at creating distractions?
I can probably create a good distraction. Where's the button for that?
I would say, since I'm the only person who knows what the part looks like, I would probably want you guys to do some distracting.
Yeah, I definitely need to take Kale with me if we're going to get up there, because he's also the only one who knows what Rixa looks like.
Okay. So I, Taz, walk up to the Rodian. What's up, bud?
What are you doing?
Walking. What are you doing?
Get out of here. This is not your alley.
Who owns this alley?
The Varns own this alley.
What the hell's a Varn?
I am a Varn.
I thought you were a Rodian. Is Varn a different species that I don't know about?
No, it's not. No, it's a gang. You know who the Varn is. Everybody knows who the Varn is. We're the Varn.
I never heard of a Varn. Is it short for something?
Okay. No, it's not short for something.
Varnish?
Seems kind of...
okay. As Kale and I watch this up? Exchange, can you walk up?
Yeah, can I walk up?
No, I was just going to say to Kale, you work with this guy? Huh. I'm sorry about that.
But I think give me a boost, I can maybe get into this apartment building.
Do we still need to roll stealth, or is he sufficiently distracted?
I will say, so he's distracted. I'll give you a boost on the stealth. So you're not jumping up there, right? Where you're gonna boost up Kale through the window?
I'm gonna boost Kale, and then I'm gonna try and jump up there myself.
Okay, then I will give you a boost on the athletics check too, because it's not you trying to climb up there; you're boosting somebody else up there. So, I guess I'll have Kale roll the athletics check, but you can roll the stealth check, and I'll let him piggyback on your stealth.
Okay.
Roll for athletics.
Not yet. Wait until the stealth check.
Okay, sorry.
Oops, skills.
Because if she fails this, then...
So just regular, proficient, everything's standard?
Yeah, just do regular.
Okay.
Okay. So as Taz is keeping this guy frustrated, you guys sneak over to the side. Let's say over here. Can you see where I click? I don't know.
Yeah. This way.
Yeah.
Whoop. Whoop. Do I have to walk?
And Kale, I'll arrow you over there too. And Uli is going to boost you up. So go ahead and pull up your athletics. I don't even know. Do you have good athletics? It's not bad.
He is a robot. And then
you're not here.
Oh, all right.
pull up the athletics menu, and then make sure you add one boost die, which is the blue one. So you would left click in the box where on the number it should go up.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then just two purples, fine. All right. You are boosted up and through the window. You do have three advantages. Usually the player spends advantages. Do you have an idea what you might like to spend it on?
Can I make sure Uli gets up here with me?
Yeah. As you get up, you sort of see... You are able to see some ways that make it easier for her to get up and for you to pull her up, so you don't have to roll because of your good advantages here. So now you're both inside.
Cool. You just like kicked down a fire escape ladder. You've been here the whole time.
That's a good idea. Cool. So yes, you just kicked down a ladder, and now you guys are in the room. Taz, you're still talking to the Rodian.
Yeah, is he guarding like a door, or is he just standing in the alleyway?
No, he's standing in front of the door. He's keeping guard.
Oh, can I walk up?
You may.
I'm gonna approach up very, very stealthily. Well, no, he can see me, but it looks very suspicious.
So no stealth. So no stealth roll.
Yeah, no stealth roll. He's gonna see me coming up, and I go.
But now,
what?
Now, who the fuck are you?
I have to talk to you about something, sir.
Okay.
It's very important. We can't talk in front of the blue guy.
I don't even know who this guy is. So then get rid of him.
Can I just? Out of character, and I'm just gonna flash stick the guy.
It's Clyde.
Yeah. Can I cattle prod him?
Your stick, does it have a draw flash stick? It's a brilliant flash of light, which is capable of temporarily blinding and stunning its mark. Okay. Yeah, you can. So how are you going to do it? You're just going to hold it up and try to flash it?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to sneak in like I'm going to tell him a secret, and then I'm going to flash stick his eyes.
Okay. I think we should do a roll
of some sort.
What is it? Like cool versus?
I have draw flash stick on here.
Under combat. What is that?
Under combat.
What does that even do? Rolling melee. I don't know. Like, so, well, I guess none of you have guns. So do they all say, no, because Andy's
not a gun.
Draw. It just says force pike. What does it say when you
rolling
when
melee?
You try to roll when yours.
Rolling melee.
Mine says rolling ranged light.
Oh, but it doesn't say pull. It doesn't, it's, oh no, draw. It doesn't say draw flash stick. That's the name of it, draw flash stick. I think you're saying you were drawing it like a
put them up thing. No, I said draw.
Oh, okay.
Like drawing it out of your sleep.
I just want to sneak up and like just tase this guy. I'm assuming that's what this does.
All right. I got to
self a taser, like prop.
I am going. All right. So, I think you guys should roll against each other. To see if you surprise him. I will have them roll a, let's see, a vigilance. No, a cool. And you roll a vigilance?
I'm rolling a vigilance.
Sure which one? What is it with initiative? It's cool if you're not expecting it. No. It's cool if you are expecting it, and it's vigilance if you're not. So he'll roll vigilance.
So I'm cool.
Actually, I'll just roll vigilance, and if he fails it, then you surprise him.
Fair enough. Do it.
All right.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it.
What the hell did I miss?
Oh, you picked a good time to pace out.
Yeah, I was gone.
Yeah, I'm about to tase this motherfucker.
Okay. He does not notice that you're reaching for your nightstick.
Yeah, it's in my sleeve, man. It's in my sleeve.
Okay. It's in your wizard sleeve.
My wizard sleeve. I get him.
All right. So you shoot the light stick. A blinding light goes off. Both the Rodian and Taz are completely blinded.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. Taz, look out.
For what?
He's blinded.
He's blinded.
You cannot see anything.
Oh, no.
You just saw a great flash of light come out from the wizard sleeve of Clyde, and the Rodian is now swearing. His gigantic eyes have been just completely inundated with light.
Taz, we gotta go now. I grab him and start running for the door.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, the door's open. There's someone guarding it. Why would they lock the door?
Why would they even bother?
Yeah. And the door, you guys rush in through the door.
And I lock it. Roll the lock.
I guess it would be computers.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm not...
Or, I mean, maybe skullduggery, I guess, you could do for lock.
Better. Do I have a choice, or can I do, what's your call?
You can, yeah, whichever one you want.
They're about the same. I'm just going to roll for computers. Oh, crap.
Not only could you not get the door locked.
The guy's foot stuck in the door or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
He put his foot in the door. It's open. And, but he still can't see anything.
How's Taz doing? But,
can I poke his foot with my force spike?
Oh, yeah.
Are you still blind?
Yeah, he's still blind. But you grabbed his hand as you went into the... So you pulled Taz in there with you.
Yeah.
So I can't see that his foot's there.
No, you can't see anything. You can see nothing but bright, bright white.
Especially to my sensitive chiss eyes.
I always forget about those.
They're so
sensitive. Between the Rodian's gigantic eyes and your sensitive eyes. I think chiss do have night vision, right?
They have infrared. I was just looking for it.
Okay. I have to give that ability to you.
Yeah, they both see... able to see both in infrared and normal vision.
Okay. All right, so going back to Uli and Kale, you guys are in this room. You guys, and it's quiet and dimly lit for now.
All right. Real quick, this Rixa character, what does she look like? Species? Anything? Distinguishing marks? Any way I'd know her?
She's covered in tattoos. I don't know. Can I show this just to... All right, I'm going to try sending this just to you, Matt.
Okay.
If it works, it doesn't.
It works, it doesn't?
If it works or not, we'll... I'll
pretend
image,
I don't see. When you say she is covered in tattoos, Uli gives you a look because she herself is also covered in face tattoos.
Oh.
Not many, though, I guess. I did say she doesn't have a lot of face tattoos.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know how to send this to you. But yes, she has tattoos and she is skinny. And
human?
Yeah. And human, yes.
That sounds like Taz is kind of woman. Oh wait, I can't hear this. I'm not there.
Yeah, you're not there.
All right, so we're looking for a skinny tattooed woman. All right. Well, that's something to start with. Can I open the door just very slightly? Is the door open? Unlocked?
So you're trying, I was going to say the knobs, but yeah, you can tell from the panel that they are not locked.
Can I just open the door and then just kind of like do a quick scan of the hallway, like just trying to look to see if the hallway's clear, but not really try to get myself away?
Can you crack a door in Star Wars? I guess I've never seen that. You just slide it open just a little bit and peek out.
Just a little. Psh. Psh. I mean, even if it opens all the way, I just don't want to like just jump out. I just want to take like a hesitant look outside, make sure I'm not like.
All right, I think that would be stealth, right? Or I guess maybe if you come up with a way that like something else fits. I'm looking at your sheet. Let's see if you...
Mechanics. To only open the door a little bit.
I'm fine with stealth or street. I don't know. I don't think streetwise would really work, maybe, but stealth
is fine. Oh, you get a
fine.
Bonus for stealth checks?
Do I?
Yeah.
How'd I get that?
It says shadow, sleight of mind, talent. You must have bought a talent.
Oh, yeah, I did. I forgot about that.
Well, I spent money on getting an upgrade. Us.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness. All right. Yeah, I'm just gonna do stealth then.
Okay. Which door?
Oh, I was gonna do the door directly opposite of the window we crawled up. Also, I failed.
Okay. You do have advantages. So you can't. You're not able to. I guess it's stealth. So you fail the stealth. In that, so you do open it a little bit, but you're noticed.
I immediately like kick something over into the hallway.
You kick something over?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know. You
oh, make yeah, it, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, as soon as I open the door, instead of being stealthy, I make some sort of stumble or noise.
So if there is a person in there, you know, they would have heard it.
Fuck. And I'm going to just come back into the room.
Did we hear it?
You try.
Hear the door? No. Because you guys are in a different spot.
Okay.
So,
So I did have one advantage. Did I see anyone down that hallway? Can that be an advantage? Or?
Sure. Yeah, you did see. You saw someone in there, and he was... it was just a man in there and a table... sitting at a table, and he was playing the knife game. The stabbing knife game.
Oh, the stabby fingers.
Stabby fingers, that's what they call it.
Five finger fillet. Yeah.
Actually, I think that's actually what they do call it, yeah.
It's in Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Ah, fuck. Well... That didn't work. Kale, you got any good ideas?
I'm a little bit skittish because I know I really don't want to be seen by Rixa, and we got a loud noise, so I feel like we got to get moving.
Okay.
Can we, I guess, look for another room?
So there's a couple different doors. These icons here represent doors. I guess except this one. This one was a window. But yeah, you got a door here and a door here. This is the door you tried.
All right. Uli, do you see anything in that room that looks like a part to a van?
I just saw a guy trying to stab his own hand. It's the only thing I saw.
All right, I think I'm going to go look over here in this room. I guess looking at the one that's closest to the window.
Okay.
Can I do, I guess, like a...
You could do the same type of check, or Uli could do that again.
I guess I'll do it this way, because I think we're maybe frantically trying to cover a lot of space.
Yeah.
In a quick amount of time now that that we've kind of maybe caused a little bit too much commotion between ourselves. What type of check was that? Sorry.
So if you're trying to be stealthy, like that's if there was someone in there, they don't see you, that would be the check. I mean, you could just open it and look too.
Yeah, I think I'll just open it and look just because I'm not trying. I think stealth is out the window at this point.
All right. It's an empty closet.
Okay. On to the next room.
Yeah. I'm going to do the same with the other door. I'm just going to open it.
Okay. You open it, and it's an empty room. It shows empty in here. I don't have any props in there, but it's let's just say it's a table.
And it's empty?
It's empty. Or empty of people.
All right, well. You want to go this way?
Okay. And behind you, as soon as you close the door behind you, right before the door closes, you hear the last door open, and that man that was playing Knifey Fingers was coming your way. All right. Now we're back to Clyde and Taz. You guys are walking into your room. It's a foyer. You see a bunch of coats hanging on the wall.
Do I get my eyesight back?
Boots and stuff. Your eyesight is still coming back. Yeah, if you're going to need your eyes, it would be a setback dice. But yeah, it's slowly coming back.
Okay,
sorry. But that also means that slowly the Rodian's eyes are coming back.
Quick. Don't get your eyesight so fast.
What?
I don't know.
I don't have any control over that.
Yeah, sorry about that. I've never used one of these things before.
You've got to come up with like a code word or something to warn me.
Yeah, sorry.
And the
Rodian
steps in behind you and
can I hit him again?
Yeah.
Does he say anything?
Yeah, he says, "Stop, creep."
Quick. Oh. Taz, close your eyes.
I'm just going to jab my force spike in that general direction.
All right, okay.
Our first team attack.
Okay, so how do you do that? Because he's half blind now.
Well, he
and
heard.
You're going to blind him again?
Yeah, he heard, and I'm going to blind him again. And it's a stunner. It's a stunner. It stuns them.
Okay. So I'll give you a boost and a setback. A boost because the Rodian is blind, but a setback because you're blind, and it would be a melee attack.
What about me?
You?
Yeah.
You just set off the light thing.
Oh, so just do it again, me?
Yeah, I don't... What did you roll last time?
Just a flash stick.
Yeah, just roll the flash stick.
All right.
Taz, are you already setting up to roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
So a boost and a setback.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
So the flash stick failed.
I missed. Versus.
Oh. All right. Yeah, you clobber him. You clobber the Rodian, and he falls down, knocked out. Threats, I guess. You hit him on a spot, a bony, particularly bony spot. Suffering a strain. Oops.
So you got all boned. Right.
How did I get a strain last session? I didn't even do anything.
When you got sacked.
Oh, right.
What you get for resisting.
Yeah. Okay. Now what do you guys do?
We should go to a door.
Yeah, let's go to a door.
Right. Yeah, and then I walk over to this door.
All right.
Right by the alley one.
All right.
You open the door. You're back out in the alley.
Wait. Oh, crap.
Wrong way. That's not where we're supposed to go.
I think we should go south.
Why didn't we just use that door in the first place? We could have got right around that guy.
This is why we need to talk before we do things.
You didn't tell me anything about Shocky.
I'm learning as I go. I'm new at this. I've never had a flash stick before. I thought it was just going to shock the guy. I had no idea it would blind people.
It's called a flash stick.
I didn't. All right. All right. So where do you guys go?
South.
Into the wall?
No, this door. The next door. Yeah, I'm following Taz.
All right. You're following Taz through this door?
Yeah, I'm super spooked.
All right. Stop there. Down the hallway, you see... a set of dogs. Mean-looking guard dogs.
Like, are we talking Labradors?
No, how do I show this to you?
Terriers? Rottweilers?
I don't know. Bull? They're...
Bulldogs?
Both dogs?
I don't think I've ever actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I've ever seen a dog in Star Wars.
Yeah, they're, but these are dogs.
Let's ask old Google. Are there dogs in Star Wars?
Yeah, there is. Can there you, is. Oh, you guys can't see. Can you see the token?
We can see it, but not very well.
All right.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Here. There you go. You see these dogs.
Ah! Oh, yeah. They're ugly! Yeah, they're horrible!
they're pacing up and down.
Kill it with fire!
Those are bulldogs.
Yeah. All right. Roll a...
Roll for bulldog.
Yeah, roll for bulldog. Roll a stealth, both of you.
Roll for dog.
I guess you weren't trying to be stealthy.
But I will be now.
All right. They happen to have been walking.
All right. Was one of us supposed to do it?
No. I mean, they see Taz, and they turn around, and at the split second that they notice you, you guys lock eyes with these dogs. It's time for a break.
Yeah. So the guy came into the room just as did he see us as he walked into the room, or?
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, I mean, there's only two doors. I mean, I guess one goes out. Oh no, there's only one door. The one that he came in, and the window that goes outside, and there's the closet. Yeah. So,
oh shit.
It's a process elimination deal here.
Do we want to maybe set up some sort of trap? Uli, you lead them in, and I'll take them from behind.
You have to say it like that. Yeah. Are we still doing phrasing?
Yeah, no, I think this will work. Just hide behind the door and I'll lure him in here with my womanly wile. Yeah, and I'm just gonna stand in the doorway and just go, "Hey, you!"
All right, so the door opens. And you're standing clear on the other side of the room, and he's looking at you. And he's like, "All right, what are you doing in there?"
Can I mimic his accent?
Australian.
All right.
What are you doing in here?
I work here.
Well, isn't that a coincidence? We both do.
And he takes one step in and starts walking toward you, not seeing. Kale, or he doesn't seem to see Kale as he's walking in.
Do I roll for melee?
All right, so you want to pop him?
I want to knock this guy out, not kill him, just.
All right, it's not how that works. You either pop him or you kill him.
Are those technical definitions?
I'm just saying, we've tried popping people before, and let's just say people have died. Okay. Not in this game.
Leaving only their mustaches.
We were really that hoping mustache just to you pop. Did. What?
You did do that one time. You guys killed a janitor.
You guys, we thought we'd pop him.
The only thing left was his mustache.
And then you stole his mustache.
I think and it, yeah.
So do I is go to combat melee? Is that what I do now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta grab some Kleenex. I'll be back in like 1 second.
This is why you don't mess with glue.
Check fail. So, you go for your best karate chop, and for a pop, and he's still standing up, and then he kind of turns to you, and yeah. I guess. He's like,
"I'm going to pull.
What'd you hit me for? And who are you? And what are you doing here?"
I'm going to pull out my pistol and blast him.
Oh boy. All right.
If you'd rather not, I have
no,
a knife.
I don't know. You can. I was just trying to think. Yeah. If you fail, then, you guys will be in combat and he will have his turn.
Lucky pistol, don't fail me now. Never been good at combat before.
Why start now?
Why start now? All right. Okay, then. You guys are in combat, I guess.
Shit. All right.
We will have this gentleman shoot at you then. And he turns around. And so you shoot him. He kind of ducks. It hits like right behind him, leaving a blaster mark on the wall. And then he turns towards you, having pulled his blaster, and shoots your way.
Cool. I can take it. I hope.
And he also misses.
Oh, he's got it on a stun setting.
No, it just has a stun setting.
Doesn't matter because it missed, but he does have an advantage.
Yeah,
that's cool. Okay,
yeah, he does have an advantage. I guess his advantage is as you dodge the blaster fire, you are now on your bottom.
Okay, cool.
Well, this would be then Kale's turn.
Oh yeah, sorry. My bad.
Since my first attack didn't go so well, can I call for help? Maybe Clyde and Taz might be able to hear it.
Do you guys have comlinks?
We never established that we do.
Let's just give you a comlink. Okay, you could yell.
Yelling, given that we're
you could attract more attention to yourself if you'd like.
Well,
I mean, I could totally see it. Like, you know, you got your supervisor's number if you got to call in sick.
Oh yeah,
that's a fair point.
That's a fair point. Yeah, you can call his mobile.
I dial up Taz. And I say, Taz, where you at, man? We need help.
Taz doesn't answer. He's too busy trying to coerce these dogs into being.
Did you get his voicemail?
Believe it or not, Taz isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I'm in disbelief. Say typical Taz. Of course, he does not pick up his phone. So I'm left to take another swipe at this guy.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Swipe him.
Swipe him. Check succeeded. Success 2.
You're good at melee.
Should be, yeah.
He's a beast tamer.
Wrangling those tauntauns.
Beastmaster.
Beastmaster.
That's a movie on YouTube.
Yeah, you hit him. He goes down onto his back. You are now on top of him.
Say, Uli, you want to finish him off?
Yeah.
Are we still doing phrasing?
I'm going to do a brawl. Okay. I'm just going to jump on top of him, too, and start, like, beating him over the head.
Okay.
With my fists.
Yeah, go ahead and roll it and do no difficulty because you shouldn't miss this.
One would hope. So zero difficulty?
Yeah, just do zero. All right. You put him to sleep.
Awesome. I put him in like a choker hold and just like, you know, until he passes out.
All right.
Whew.
All right. That was, this man. Right.
We're in another frantic search. We gotta go to the next room. We gotta move on, unless we want to move over to Taz and Clyde.
They're probably fine. Help! Like, I'm on that. Dogs are ripping at my robe.
Before we move on, can I just do a quick, like, see if he has anything important on him? Not, like, weapons or anything, but, like, does he have, like, a visible, like, security ID or anything?
Not, like, looting through his body.
I mean, I want to take like a look at all. The,
I'm not looting his body, I swear, but I'm just looking for any goods, any weapons, anything I could take off him.
Only if he's got something, like, visibly useful, like loot.
Yeah, you find on him a key.
All right, I'm just gonna swipe it. Whoop. Stick it in my own pocket.
What do you swipe it into?
No, I mean like just take it.
Oh,
like, swiper, no swiping.
Okay. Back to Clyde and Taz. You guys see this dog. It's slowly coming towards you. Its haunches are really high. You can tell that he's about to attack.
As its haunches are really high, what does that mean?
Oh, it means he's going to attack.
It does?
Yeah, but calm down. Calm down. Don't show fear. It's fine.
I got to get my flash stick out of my robe.
Don't,
it's in my
don't
sleeve.
Do that. Don't do that.
It starts growling.
Get ready to close your eyes, Taz.
There's two of them, by the way.
Don't do that. Taz reaches into his pocket and pulls out some treats.
Did you buy those from the Space Casey's?
No. I mean, I work at the...
Space Casey's?
The stables.
Oh.
I always have treats on me for the animals.
It's growling at you. Let's see. I feel like you should have to roll, because I like it. I'm going to allow it.
Roll for
There's
high
no
haunches.
Animal handling, though.
There is Xeno, whatever, would be animal.
Xenology?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I should. If I had known that, I would have leveled that up.
Yeah.
Oh, hindsight, man. What is that about being?
I think I did. I gave you an extra rank in Xenology when I was going through this.
Okay, yeah, I see it. I got one proficiency.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, like, reach in my pocket, pull out these treats, and, like, I kind of throw some to the dogs.
Okay.
And Xenology.
Yeah, I guess what we're rolling for is if the dog likes these particular treats or how they react to the treats.
Okay. No boost.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Sure, no boost.
All right, they're sniffing at the treats.
Watch.
They've slowed down. Need boost. They slowed down, but they are not biting at the treats. But there isn't. You know, they're not in immediate attack mode as they were a second ago.
I keep a cool, like, demeanor and, like, slowly start to approach them. Just, you know, talking very friendly and, you know, like how you do to dogs.
Yeah, even space dogs?
Especially space dogs, actually. Got to be very slowly move up to them.
Okay. Let's see. That would be a... Is there a persuasion? I'm getting this all confused with blades. Negotiation?
Cool?
Discipline?
I think you get cool, right? Because cool would be whether or not you're panicking. Right. So...
Coercion.
Sure. How much coercion do you have?
Let me see... zero.
Yeah, you have no coercion. You can roll Xenology again to see if your knowledge of animals is helping you in this situation.
Hey.
Check succeeded. Okay.
With a threat.
With a threat. Alright, so they're continuing to be slow. They're still in an attack position, and they are starting to sniff at you.
All right. I just turned to Clyde and go through that door.
What door?
door right by you.
I'm sorry. These dogs got me pretty scared.
Just so like you don't like.
Do you think they smell my paninis?
I thought you ate all your paninis.
I have a few more.
Not the time or place.
All right. Do you need a panini?
Not right now.
All right. Maybe if your treats don't work out, I can offer paninis.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank I'm going through the store now. That. All right. Are we going to be okay?
I mean, you'll be okay if you go through that door.
I'm going through that door.
Which door? The one right next to you?
Yes.
It's locked. Right?
Oh, my God. Taz, it's locked. What about the door you're next to?
I'm trying to distract the dogs.
You're right next to a door.
I will warn you, if he does stop distracting the dogs will no longer be distracted.
Yes.
What a statement. I mean, he can't do two things, distracting and trying to open a door.
Distracting and leaving
too
the
much
room.
For him.
He's not answering his phone, so he can't talk to the dogs through the phone.
I'm just gonna keep trying to like earn their trust.
I've had to do this with my nephews before, where I have to distract them as I'm going to the bathroom, and like it's possible to open a door, distract them. You just throw.
If we were talking about space nephews, then maybe I can.
Space nephews.
Yeah.
Taz, what do you want me to do? I'm not good with dogs or, you know, tense situations.
All right, well, then I just scoot up a little bit closer, and I leave this other door open for you to try to.
I sneak up behind Taz. I stealth sneak. Should I run a stealth?
No. He's got him distracted.
They are distracted? They are distracted. All right. Get me over this bitch. All right, I'm going to try this door now.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Bridget, you got it right there.
All right. I'm gonna open this door.
All right.
Hooray,
I'm in here now.
Okay. As you walk into this room, you see a woman who is skinny and has tattoos. She's in a bed with a big man also with tattoos.
Dude, my face on the chip looks exactly how my face would be if I walked in here in this situation. Like, oh my God. What did I just walk into?
They are making the beast with two backs.
Do they notice me?
Yes.
Are you gonna act like you did, like your character, your token did in the scene where he goes up to at the very end, wipes away the fog?
Yeah, I mean, not. I'm not sure if they noticed because if they noticed me, then I don't know what to do here. Hello there. This isn't where I parked my spaceship.
You parked your spaceship inside?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I thought this was a docking bay. Well, I mean, clearly you did too.
He stands up.
Oh, no, sit down.
And he is buck naked.
He's got a lightsaber.
Yes, but. His lightsaber is at attention, and he is pissed.
I don't know. Taz, are you still there?
Did you hold the door open?
Yeah, I kept the door open.
Yeah, I'm right here.
There's naked people in here.
Oh, my.
All right, now going back to Kale.
Oh, God.
Kale and Uli. Where do we leave off? You guys tried to call Taz. Oh, yeah, you knocked this guy out. You took his key.
So there's two doors in here or three or more? These are windows, right? These little small ones.
These are windows on the outside. This is a door here. These are windows.
Okay.
Does he have anything inscribed on it? Look any different than a normal key?
No, it's like it's a cylinder. It does not show markings of what it's for.
Okay.
You never know when they're useful, though. I'm just going to open this door, the one I'm standing next to.
Okay.
Just going to open it.
Oh, sorry. I coffins. Closed it immediately. You can go ahead.
Coffins.
No, they're not coffins. They're just storage. They're just boxes, space boxes.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to go in here and Kale, is what is it that you need? Is it anything? Is this it? What is this?
Yeah, it looks like it's probably in here. I guess, do we do a perception check?
Yeah. Yeah, do a perception check.
Both of us are just... I mean, Kale knows what he's looking for, right?
Yeah, so he would get a boost because he knows what he's looking for.
Should I... okay, do a boost?
Yeah, on your perception. Holy cow.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, you know that this box in the corner here probably has the part you're looking for. It's a... I don't know. We didn't even say what the part was, did we?
We did not.
It's a hyper-hydro cup link.
Oh, those are always going out.
Well, no, the thing was that it was never installed.
So your hydro cup holders?
This just made me think that it's like a water-cooled cup holder to keep your drinks cold.
Yeah, but it's hyper.
So it's really hydro. Nice.
Very cold.
And it's a cup link.
Yeah, cup link. A link for a cup.
No, it's spelled COUP. Does that help?
No. And that's how you spell cup holder.
All right.
Now that we got this part, we can keep our drinks cool for the rest of the trip.
It's very, very, very necessary.
Is there no air conditioning in this van? No climate control. It just gets real hot on reentry. You need a fresh, cold one. Sorry, that's a lot of character. All right, cool. That's what we needed?
Well, it's in a case.
Oh, shit.
I mean, you could try carrying the entire case out. It would be a little bit more cumbersome to get out.
So it's a two-person job?
It would be a two-person job.
No, man, we got to break this thing open.
Agreed. Let's break it open.
All right, cool.
So it would be probably a computer's check to get that stupid thing open.
Let's see. Computers. Do I have computer skills?
I mean, you should have a computer. You should have a...
No, I mean, I'm sure I do. I was just seeing if I actually had a... There we go. Oh, I do. I have something, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it doesn't open, and then it starts blailing an alarm.
Does that distract the dogs?
As a matter of fact, it does. But it also catches the attention of this big, muscly man. And he... with Clyde, and he says, "What the fuck was that? And who the fuck are you?"
Hold on, I got an idea.
Sounds here. Like an alarm.
Here, I got an idea. Oh. Look into my stick, and I flash my stick.
What the fuck are you talking about?
How do I flash my stick? I'm just gonna flash it. Combat.
Yeah.
Flash stick. It's like a neuralizer.
Like, you know, it's that not. Movie.
Oh my god! I know it's not, but it could be. I missed. Right. Turns out
you were holding it the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I was holding it upside down, and I flashed my crotch.
Yeah, you flashed his crotch. he steps to you, and he makes a melee.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Crouch. Oh no, consequences.
Right. So, can I defend myself?
No, he's rolling.
No! Oh, he failed because I got him in his crotch.
Because his one weakness.
He's just sunburned his crotch slightly.
Yeah. He had it open, wide open. Remember, he was naked. Tiger decided to make this man naked in front of me. It wasn't me. It was him.
He didn't decide it. It was in the throes of passion.
Who was?
This guy. He was in the throes of passion.
He's still wearing a shirt, I see. So not that big of throws.
He likes to Pooh Bear.
He's Pooh Bearing it and trying to attack me. I have a right to defend myself, T.
All right. What's next?
Can I pull? I want to pull Klein out of the room and let the door close.
Is that possible? Because I just tried that. I'm about to get attacked by a naked man.
Yeah. You put me
in this position, Tiger, by the way. I'm going to say it again.
What do you mean I put you in this position?
A naked man is attacking me. I walked into a random room. This is what happened.
It seems like you're drawn to it.
What?
All right.
This is the first time this has ever happened.
Literally. He has two advantages as he fails. So he falls over, having punched you, but Taz does grab you and try to pull you out the door. But this man grabs you by the foot. And now you are in the middle.
Does he have his pants at his ankles? That's why he tripped?
Sure. Yeah. No, that's not why he tripped. He's completely naked. They were in the throes of passion.
His coin says he has a shirt on. I'm just saying. I mean, am I being too literal? All right, fine.
Yes, you're being too literal.
I'm attacked. Okay, fine. I got attacked.
I don't think it's better if he has a shirt on or not. I got to be honest.
I don't want to be attacked by a completely naked person. Did not see this night happening like this.
No, neither did I.
Then why did you put them in the throes of love?
There's a reason. All right. Okay. Taz, you're pulling on his arm. This man is pulling on his legs.
I'm going to try
to hit his hand with the force spike.
Okay. I guess it would be upgrade one of the purples to a red. Because, that's good.
No, it's not good.
But you do have two advantages. So you don't hit him, but you do have some advantage.
I think the only reason I failed was because I was about to hit his hand, but then I look over and I see Rickshaw naked.
Rixa.
And I just get extremely distracted.
Okay. But no, she's completely clothed.
Then why was he naked?
What?
And it's the first time Dan's ever seen anyone.
Okay.
Nude.
Oh, and she sees you, and she was about to pull her blaster, that was at the side of the bed. But instead, in a moment of awkwardness, she wrapped herself in the sheet. So that would also be an advantage.
Okay, she didn't get to her blaster in time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Uli and Kale, you guys are starting to pull on this this box here. It didn't open when you tried to open it. What will you do? Alarms are just starting to blare, and you're starting to hear a dog bark from on the other side of the door.
Is it at all feasible for us to manually break this thing open?
You can try. I don't know what kind of check that would be. I mean, the Beastmaster probably would have more power, more raw power, I assume.
Move aside.
I guess he would be, because there's no wreck, so it'd have to be either brawl or melee, I guess.
Yeah, I'll do melee.
Okay. Go for it. All right. It pops open, and he hits on the top of it like an old TV, and it cracks open like an egg.
Like just like the Fonz.
Just like, yes, when he's cracking open the jukebox to steal all the records inside.
The
juicy, juicy records.
All right, so since I hear some dogs coming, do you want to grab the part and I will handle the dogs?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I was just going to kill him, but yeah, I'm going to go and take the part and stick it in my pocket. Is it pocketable or is it kind of heavy?
It's pretty big.
Okay. It's, so I'm just going to hold it like two-handed.
Yeah, two-handed. You can get it out.
Okay.
But you do have to be careful.
Okay.
Don't break it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to like hold it. Yeah, two-handed.
All right. And I presume you're going to try to go out the way you came.
Yes.
I mean, we can't go back down the fire escape if I've got this thing. So we're going to have to find another way out. Right?
Yeah.
Right, Kale?
Right. Let's try to make our way back to find some sort of staircase. So I'm looking out, maybe, I guess, a perception check to find a staircase.
Well, you guys are on the ground floor. You had to get up and over into the window.
Okay.
So you won't need a staircase. I guess you can look around for windows, and or how to open them. So that would be a perception.
Yeah, I guess let's look for another means of egress.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have skullduggery, or I guess your skullduggery is not skullduggery. I think you might be able to spot ways to exit. I guess your perception and your skullduggery are the same, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay, I'll do skullduggery.
All right, so it sounds cooler.
Oof.
You have an advantage if you know how you could spend that.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how I would spend that.
Okay, we can skip it. But you guys are hearing the dogs. The alarm is blaring. Uli, which way are you going? Are you going to...
So I didn't realize we were on the ground floor. So, yeah, since he's kind of like, you know, looks around, can't find a way out, can we head back to where we came from?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start running that way. Okay. I don't know how far I can get in one maneuver, but...
Yeah, you can go this way.
Okay. Perfect. Just carefully stepping over this guy's passed out body.
Okay.
Oop, and now we're back to the window where we originally jumped in, broken.
Okay. You guys are stuck in there for let's say for now. All right, you guys.
Okay.
Let's go back to Clyde and Taz.
Yes.
Yes.
What now? What?
We just slammed the door on a couple naked people.
Okay.
That's pretty much where we're at.
Okay.
Well, no. Were you able to get away? Because he had you by the leg.
And yeah, you have him by the arms.
Yeah.
But he had an advantage.
The advantage was that the woman didn't pull her blaster. Yeah. So you guys can do something else now.
Oh.
I'm going to try to hit him again.
Let him do it.
In the head.
Well, I guess wouldn't he be? Isn't it his turn now?
Probably. Yeah.
No, he's good.
He's good.
He doesn't need a turn.
Yeah. No, he's gonna take a turn. And he's gonna roll a brawl to try and pull Clyde out of Taz's grip. Failed. So take he that. Fails. He loses. He loses the grip on Clyde, but pulls off one of his shoes.
My shoes.
Both of his shoes.
No, not both. You said one.
All right, one shoe.
Keeping one shoe.
And then I drag him out of the door.
Oh, no, not my shoes.
It's just one. Socks. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Do Jedis wear socks?
Question I never thought I'd hear.
I need to know. Dude, this is important. Am I? Because if my feet get cold, it's going to cause me some problems.
It's up to you whether or not you wear socks. Do you wear socks?
I'm wearing socks.
Okay, you're wearing socks. You have 1 foot in a shoe and a sock, and 1 foot only in a sock.
There must be, is what the Google says.
Okay, great. excellent.
There must be socks in Star Wars. That's what it says.
Okay. You close the door, and now you two, out of breath and looking at each other, and the dogs are barking at the door behind you, but as you close the door, they turn their attention to you. They are now suspicious and ready to strike.
Do you want me to try stunning them?
I don't like to see animals hurt.
But do you like to see them stunned?
You can try running.
we could try running.
I'm going to run past them.
Yeah, me too. I'm joining with them.
You're going to run past them?
Yes.
We're running past them.
Or from them.
And it turns out I'm actually faster without my shoes. Right?
All right. That would take a light side point.
No!
We didn't even roll for any.
Oh, shit. You have zero.
Well, it means I get a boost.
All right. You guys run past the dogs down the hallway. All right.
Well, I'm going to try to go into just the next door. So, like, this door.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, 1 second. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
As you walk in, there are two thugs. They are arm wrestling.
Hi! Oh. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Taz.
Uh-huh. They're also both buck naked.
What?
No. I'm just kidding. They are not naked. They're just arm wrestling in a very non-sexual way.
But they don't have shirts on?
Oh, they are they have shirts on, but so this is what the alarm was all about.
It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, well, who are you? I don't recognize you, and they start inching their way towards you,
putting the clothes
still
on.
Arm wrestling.
No, they stopped arm wrestling. It was the only thing that could unite them is a common foe, and that was you.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you don't recognize me. I don't recognize you guys either.
That doesn't make any sense.
He's got you there.
I mean, but it's true, though. I don't know who you guys are.
Okay. So you're just standing there saying, I don't recognize you?
Well, I stand to the side so the door... Did Clyde follow me in?
Yeah, I followed him in.
So then the door.
But I'm like hiding behind.
Oh, you're hiding behind. Because
I'm, you know, remember? Because
with the dogs,
skittish. No. I'm like hiding in the room. Behind you.
Yeah, you guys are stuck in between two thugs and two dogs.
Dog place. Thugs in a dog place.
So, Clyde is in the room with me.
No, he's right outside.
No, he's just shaking his head. Yes.
Oh, okay. So he's in the room.
Yes. So the door closes. So we're fine. We're not dealing with the dogs anymore.
Yeah, okay. Dogs are dead.
They'll be
still alive.
They'll be barking at the door.
Uh-huh.
And I see these two men walking towards us. Uh-huh. I reach into my pocket and hold out some treats.
I reach in my pocket and hold out a panini.
And they say, what is this?
A panini.
Well, anytime there's an animal that doesn't necessarily like me at first, I hold out some food for them, and I hope they start to like me.
That is the saddest fucking thing I've ever heard.
And I eat paninis when I'm nervous.
Why are you not wearing a shoe?
Dogs.
Just get the fuck out of here.
There's dogs out there. They didn't like the treats. They liked them a little bit more than you guys.
All right.
But like me.
They pull blasters on you and say, just get the fuck out of here.
Can you protect us from the dogs?
Yes, we can protect. Yes. I'll get the fucking dog. And the one guy yells to the other one, just get the dogs. And they come out there and they yell at the dogs and grab them.
It's like Fluffy Noodles.
Fluffy Noodles. Calm down. Now get out of here. You're not supposed to be here. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, sorry. You don't have to yell.
And they start waving their guns at you. Get out of here.
All right, then I start walking away. Yep. You sure you don't want a panini or any treats?
No, I don't want a panini.
I didn't ask for that. That's all. Sorry.
Get out.
So then I leave.
I follow Taz.
And
I follow Taz with a panini in my mouth, my tail between my legs.
All right. Yeah. You guys leave. As you walk by the door, the first door, the man and woman, now both in their robes, but not Jedi robes, they're different robes. They come out and they see you out of the door and they shake their fists at you and yell as you guys leave, and stay out.
Can I go through the other door that we came in earlier, like this one?
Yeah, but they see you when you do that. And they say, get out! Then stay out! And then they lock the door as you guys leave. All right, go back to Uli and Kale. You guys are in the room where you first entered.
All right. Well, Kale, if you get out the window and get on the ground floor, I'll hand this off to you.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. I hop out of the window. I am ready to receive the part to be thrown to me. I then see...
Can I see him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, where'd you go?
Where have you guys been?
Seeing naked people?
There were some dogs...
naked people?
There was a couple of naked people. I got a little distracted by that, not going to lie. And then someone put a blaster in my face. And I got scared. So I left.
Okay, well, we need to get out of here. Uli has the part. Can you guys help me catch this sizable part?
Oh, sure. How sizable? Anything for you, boss.
Is it a carburetor size?
It's big enough that I have to hold two hands, so I don't know if I can throw it or like gently pass it. I'm not quite sure how that'll work.
It's kind of like, yeah, you got to pass it, but yeah, it would be a good idea to have an extra set of hands there as it comes through the window.
It's kind of like, it feels like it's like putting an air conditioning unit through the window. Like,
yes, yeah, it's very awkward.
Mike, can you come over here, please?
Yeah. Okay.
As he walks over, you notice that he's got a certain hitch in his step. You've noticed, he's only wearing one shoe.
Yeah, I got a hitch in my step.
Clyde, what happened to your shoe?
Wait, you didn't say when you went back in the door. You didn't go, I was wearing two shoes.
No, I forgot. I'm wearing a sock now. It's a Jedi sock. Never wears and tears.
Okay, do I need to roll to maneuver this giant cup holder outside the window?
It is a hyper hydro cup link. Okay.
Okay. And, so does the cupcake need a special roll? Okay. No. All right. Cool.
Yeah, you guys hand it through. You guys are very careful with it. And Clyde and Taz and Kale all, you know, successfully transfer that part, and you guys are now standing in the alley where you started.
All right, run!
Time to find
the fuck out of here.
I'm sorry. Let's Jedi.
Yeah, you guys walk back to the bus stop because after your heist, you guys will be taking the bus home. And
it's funny how often that happens, right?
He was gluing something.
What's that?
It's a weird thing to do on a break.
Do you have to do that now?
I'm fixing a painting.
Just
okay.
It does not answer the question.
We're on break. What I do on my break is my business.
All right. Well, your break is over.
I couldn't get the bottle open.
Glue or something. The whole break, you just spent trying to get the bottle open.
It's like glued or something. I don't know.
Don't do that.
No. One string.
You can eat it. You know,
it's wood.
It
glue.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Elmer's wood glue.
Oh, it's wood glue.
Elmer's.
All right.